Well, everybody, Jim Malone here, coming to you live on Dallas 34. Oh, God. Hello, everybody. Jim Malone here, coming to you live on Dallas Trading Floor. It's Wednesday. Well, the market recovered a little bit. We have kind of an interesting thing going on with the Fed funds. Basically, they're going to be going up about another quarter. So expect some more pain. But interestingly enough, the market sort of shrugged it off. I mean, it wasn't totally a down day. It wasn't a great day either. But it did move pretty well. So that is a good thing. That is a good thing. I would have been selling, in the morning, and I did, I did make some buys. But basically, I'm kind of keeping it, careful, close to the vest here. Because of everything going on, so let's get into it. Thanks for everybody. Basically, here's a stock that you might want to consider buying. It's called Etsy, of course, and I'm sure you're familiar with it. It is right at a buy point. Well, not really a true buy point, but essentially a pullback. Oops, that would work. There we go. Okay, essentially a pullback. The pullback is really to right below the 50-day moving average. Currently, in the stock is 128.45. It's up after hours, which is something that is definitely should consider that on the list. But I did make a buy of Shopify. Today, here's kind of what I've got. I'm kind of light on the exposure right now to the market. Here's what I've got. I really only have the XLE, which is the Interstitial Select Spider, a stock called Enmode, which is in the medical space, Paccar, which is a manufacturer of heavy duty trucks, and Shopify. Of those today, only Shopify and Enmode were up today. The others were down, but I've been pairing my position. Now you might want to take a look at Nvidia. They did report today. The numbers were not the greatest ever. They did report today, but it does look like they're staging a reversal. So that might make sense here. Here we go. I'm going to put that up for everybody on TikTok. As you can see, kind of we come down to that 21-day line. It's looking kind of like there might be a reversal here. Here's the thing. It's relatively weak stock, and I want to point that out. It's right at the 21-day line. If you're going to buy it, this is probably the best place. But one of the concerns I have on this stock, of course, is the fact that it is so weak. It's only 56% on the checklist. So I've been looking at it. It's up after hours a lot. It's up, it's up 225. So you see, this is the thing. I think it's going to pop tomorrow, but it's likely to pull back but there's been some strong buying coming in. As you can see, 225.44 in the after hours action. It's up 8.62%, which is a lot. I'd be a little bit concerned about that. It does appear that we do have some, somebody coming into it that is fairly significant. But that's kind of the long and the short of that one. So put that on your list. I may or may not buy it. Just don't know how that's gonna work out. So never know kind of what's going on. I don't know if I have any comments today, but let's see if we have something for TikTok here. I don't know if we have anybody, it's coming out, but here we go. All right. So I'm going to show you some stocks that I definitely think, you ought to take a look at. One of them, of course, is, is Shopify. I do think we're going to see some more upward motion on Shop. Pull it over here to Shop. S-H-O-P is the symbol for Shopify. And let's see if we can put that. There we go. You know, can't totally tell what the situation is going to be. Let's see if I can get this up just a little bit. There we go. Add to the stream. There we go. So here we go. Basically, this is the the chart of Shopify. It's pulled way back, but we're starting to get some new blood in here. Now, here's another thing. This one did have it went through earnings. The earnings were not that great. It has pulled back. I do think it's going to get support at the 50-day line. This one's a little bit better technically than Etsy. In that it's a 67% as opposed to 57% on the checklist. But it's still, I really would like it to be a stronger, I really would like this to be a little bit stronger than it is. But, you know, it is what it is. So that's, you kind of have to go with what you've got in terms of what's viable right now. So right now, the checklist on the stock is really only about 67%. But this is a Shopify. It's up after hours. 42.27 is the 42.27 is the. So you might want to put this one on your list. Shopify. It's starting to pick up a little bit. I'm hoping, of course, that it will be. I'm hoping that that we'll see it. More so than we have. Let's see if I can get to the right. Yeah, there we go. So this one is Shopify, and definitely one you want to possibly take a look. Let's see if we've got anybody on the on there. Okay, well, it doesn't look. What are you buying tomorrow? Okay, this is coming in from music. I can't see. What am I buying tomorrow? I'm looking to buy probably looking to buy Etsy tomorrow and possibly Nvidia. Those are the two stocks that I have been looking at to buy, Nvidia and Etsy. So those are the two that I have kind of been looking at seriously to buy tomorrow. So those are the ones that that are the most. That I'm seeing the most here. So that's kind of the long and the short of it. All right. Well, hopefully we got some questions here. I don't see anybody up yet. Let's see if I can go to, let's see. I do have some people watching, not many, but let's see if we take another TikTok question. What's your take on NEO? I think it's his dad. I think it's totally dead. I think you'd be careful, but let's take a look at NEO. That was a big stock a few years ago. It's kind of, that's the thing. I mean, you got to be careful when you're talking, stocks go in and out of fashion. Of course, is a Chinese EV maker. The market over there is huge, but BYD really is the stock that you want to be in, if you are in the Chinese EV space. Sort of a Tesla replacement. Let's see if I can show you the stock for NEO. NEO just really isn't really a good stock. I mean, no offense, but it's only a 10 relative strength. That means that more than 90% of the market is doing better than it. It's almost below $10. Just not something you want to buy. The checklist here, it's okay. It's pretty good, 56, but still not good enough. On the technicals, we're below all the major indexes. So I think what you got to do here is basically avoid NEO. I think you got to avoid it just because it just is not looking looking good. Bombadoc is coming up saying, is the oil trade basically dead? I can't figure out the oil trade. I'll be honest. I wish I was better. This I sold my Permian resources today. So what the last of it that I had left. Let's look at the price of oil. WexTech WTI is the symbol, of course, for that. Let's see if I can get it to come up here. There we go. West Texas Intermediate crude. There we go. There. Okay, so now crude, this is crude oil here. You know, obviously very volatile in terms of its in terms of the way it trades. But here's what's happened today. We broke a key support, and that was right here at 77. It went below 77, and now it's 76.15. It does look like it may get some support down here at about 72. That's what I'm looking at for that. But right now, you know, we had back in September, we had the 50-day moving average move below the 200-day moving average, and that's what they call the death cross. So at least it's basing now. Hopefully this will be the base. It'll be at 72 to 70, 72, and then it'll come moving higher. But right now, just basically, yeah, the oil trade is sort of dead. I think you're right. And, you know, we just have to deal with, you know, the facts on the ground. I mean, that's pretty much basically it. You know, we have to deal with the facts on the ground. And, you know, that definitely is the case. All right. Thank you very much, Satoush. The spider is, you know, spider, do we have any clear direction? Are we testing a downside? Okay, well, let's look at the spider really quickly. Today, SPY. Okay, spider. There we go. No, still not letting me see it. Okay, let's see if we can take the size down a little bit. Maybe that'll help a little bit. There we go. I'm moving over to the chart of the spider. And of course, this is the world's largest ETF, and it covers the S&P 500. As you can see, we've been moving lower. You know, we've been moving lower on the spider, and basically what's happened, I think we're going to get some support, hopefully at that 50-day line. That's that red line that you see there. That's where I think we're going to get support on the spider. But, it, you know, again, I do think that, you know, with this interest rate news, I mean, it's just there's a lot of uncertainty out there right now. So it's, you know, I'm trying to move into some of the tech stocks. You know, again, I'm only holding four stocks right now. So just amazing when you think about that. All right. What do you think about NEO? Okay, yeah, here's the problem with NEO. I just don't think it's worth buying at this level. You know, NEO is, you know, it's sort of a has-been. I mean, you know, it's sort of a has-been stock. I mean, in terms of the stocks that are in, you know, that are the Chinese EV stocks, I think your best one is BYD. And of course, that's listed on the Hong Kong exchange. I would be careful with NEO. I wouldn't buy it. I just wouldn't buy it here. It just doesn't look really, really good. Any defensive stocks looking promising? Somebody has to be cranking out munitions. Yeah, I know. The whole thing with this war thing is, it's kind of a bummer. You know, I think that, you know, I want to take a quick look at Boeing, BA. Even though only about 50% of their business is in defense, it has been, you know, it is a defense stock. So let's see if we can get Boeing up here. See if I can put that up on the screen. There we go. Here's Boeing. Here's the thing. We're starting to see some, you know, we have been kind of in this consolidation on Boeing here. And it does look like we're starting to see, this consolidation. It looks like it's the bottom of the consolidation range. Now, it hasn't all come all the way down to the 50-day line, but that's where I think you got to buy it, is on that pullback. It's still pretty strong, 93. This is a very large stock. The checklist is good. It's an 89 checklist, which is excellent. I mean, the only thing is the earnings here. If you look at the technicals here, we are basically right in a buy point because it's very close to the 21-day moving average. So you possibly could buy, you possibly could buy Boeing here. And I think that might be the safe bet because even though it's primarily a consumer-oriented civilian aviation company, they have a very large defense component, and the stock is trading above the 200-day moving average. This is extremely important because the problem with a lot of these other stocks is that they're weak. Let's take a look. I want to look at three potential defense stocks. I think that's a really good point that you're making. Let's look at three defense stocks. If I can pull this up for just a second, if it'll let me do it. There we go. Okay. So now we're back with Boeing. And I don't think I can do it. It's a little bit too many things going on here. But what I want to look at is Lockheed Martin LMT. And let's see if we're going to get something there. I want to look at the kind of the chart on Lockheed as well. So hopefully we'll get Lockheed to come up here in just a sec. Not a lot of throughput on my bandwidth. I'm going to be changing over to T-Mobile, but right now I have Spectrum and it's not getting the job done, unfortunately. Normally I broadcast from my office, but today I'm at home, so that's the reason for the slowness in the internet signal. Okay, well, I don't think I'm going to get any more bandwidth out of it than that. So I'm probably, what I would look at, I definitely think in the defense area, I think that Boeing is the way to go. I think Boeing is going to be the way. Okay, here we go. Here's Boeing again. I think that, you know, that's really going to be the stock that you want to go with is Boeing on that. Let's see if we have any more questions from TikTok. Kind of, you know, it's kind of a slow day today. Broadband issues. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry about that. Take on Neo. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry about my broadband situation. Just isn't cutting the mustard, unfortunately. You know, but I'm sure you're familiar with that as well. So without any further ado, I'll probably be back tomorrow. Sorry about the broadband issue. I'm going to get this thing hopefully settled here pretty quickly with a new internet provider. I'm just not getting enough internet throughput. So until tomorrow, everybody, thanks for taking a look. Thanks for bearing with me on this, on the slow internet here. And hopefully we're going to be able to get more bandwidth. So in order to do that, please like the show. I mean, I would appreciate it if you liked the show. So smash the like button. Definitely appreciate that. And we'll be back tomorrow at 5, hopefully with more bandwidth. and I'll see you then. Happy trading. Wow, this is awesome.